Okay, good evening. This evening we are beginning a new limud, a new study between Mincha and Maariv, and we have WhatsApp groups. We're sending out the recording each day, hopefully approximately 6 minute sitter snippets. Our journey together through the sitter, through the words of the davening that we say every day, if we're already putting forward the effort to communicate, to talk to connect with Hashem, we might as well know what we're saying. We might as well take full advantage of that vehicle in order to feel connected. So it's a very ambitious project. Try to get through the whole sitter, and for each sentence in that sitter, there are hours to be able to discuss. So our mission, our goal is to try to reduce it to a few nuggets, a few insights on each sentence, on each paragraph that we say, just enough that when we're getting through the sitter, when we're engaged in our davening, we can invoke those thoughts, those insights, and hopefully they can elevate, they can propel us, they can inspire and transform us. So I want to begin tonight, even before we get to the sitter, because the truth is, the whole Birchos HaShachar section of our davening is not part of the sitter. Birchos HaShachar was instituted to be said, in fact, when you wake up in the morning. Even the Birchos HaShachar, the series of 15 brachos, have to do with our gratitude for different things we experience at the very, very beginning of our day. We say it at shul, we say it part of davening, but really davening begins with Mizmor Shir or with Baruch Sha'amar. Birchos HaShachar are an independent unit, and nonetheless they're in the sitter, so we're going to start with it anyway. The first word out of a Jew's mouth every morning we wake up, very first thing that we say, you're still in bed. You'll notice the sentence doesn't include Hashem's name. It can't, because we haven't yet washed our hands. We've not purified ourselves. We're not ready for the day. And even before we're fully awake, while the crust is figuratively and literally still in our eyes, when our hands are not yet washed, the very first word of our mouth, the mouth of a Jew, is Modeh ani lefanecha. Or for a woman, Modeh ani lefanecha. To express our sense of gratitude. The first words we say, we could spend 3 hours on this sentence, on Modeh ani. It's so critically important because it is all about how we start our day. And the way we start our day is with an attitude of gratitude. Before our feet even hit the floor, before we've checked our email, before we've done anything, before we know anything that's going on, Modeh. The very first emotion, the first sentiment, the first attitude that we have is Modeh. I'm grateful. I've opened my eyes. I'm alive. My soul's been restored. I'm here to greet another day. If I'm alive, most of the battle's already been won. No matter what life may throw at me that day, but Modeh, I begin with an expression, with an attitude, with an approach of gratitude. Grammatically, it'd be more appropriate to say Ani Modeh. Why do we start Modeh Ani? So many of the commentaries say for a very simple reason. Because the first word out of your mouth cannot be Ani. You can't wake up with a sense of I, me. It's all about me. It's what I want. It's my happiness. It's my pleasure. If you begin your day with a sense of Ani, I, the world is here to serve me, Ani, your day is shot before you ever got out of bed. But if you begin your day with a sense of Modeh, boy, am I grateful. What an amazing day it's going to be. No matter what life throws at me, no matter what's on task today, no matter what I have to face or adversity I have to overcome, Modeh, I've woken up with an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to begin my day by looking for and identifying something to be grateful for, because everyone has at least something to be grateful for. So the very first thing we say is, Modeh, Hashem, I'm grateful. And Rav Pinkus in his Sefer on the Siddur says, he quotes from a Sefer Kesser Rosh, he quotes a tradition from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that the attitude with which we begin our day will determine the success of our day. If Hashem sees that we begin with an attitude of gratitude, that we're appreciative, even for whatever we brachas, large or small, we have, then He's going to help us. He's going to empower us to have our best day yet. If we wake up with a sense of ani, it's about me. I'm grumpy, I'm fanbisana, I'm unhappy. This didn't work out, that didn't work out. I wish I was doing something else today. If we wake up with that attitude, we're guaranteeing a self-fulfilled, miserable day. If you wake up with an attitude of Modeh, finding something good, no matter how challenging. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, "Lefi kfi tzuras kayemes ha'adam baboker," according to the way that we wake up, v'achlataso ba'osa shah, lekabel al atzmo, and the attitude that we forge, you know, being grateful, being appreciative is not an emotion, it's a decision. So we have to wake up with making that decision, the decision to be happy. And when we do, Hashem continues us with that momentum on that path. The Gemara in Makos, David says, "Bederech she'adam rotze leilech molichen oso." That way we want to go is the way that we are taken. If we wake up with gratitude, if we look for bracha, for blessing, we'll find it, we'll see it, and we'll be able to live it. But if you wake up with a sense of ani, then the day is shot even before it's begun. What am I so grateful for? Modeh. I've woken up grateful. What am I so grateful for? Modeh. You know why I'm grateful? Ani. Because I'm me. I'm an individual. I'm unique. I'm distinct. I'm one of a kind. I'm Modeh Hashem. I'm grateful to you that you thought the world still needs ani me. That what I have to offer, what I have to accomplish, that I'm not yet done. Why am I so grateful? Why am I so cheerful? Why did I wake up with such an attitude of gratitude? Modeh ani. So what do we say right after we say ani? I'm grateful to be me. I'm grateful to have my unique skill set, talents, character traits, personality, the brachas that I've been empowered, the platform I've been given to change and to shape your world. So I've said modeh, I woke up with an attitude of gratitude. And why am I so grateful? Ani, to be me. And what do I have to say right after I say ani? What's the very next word? Before I think that the world is about me, why is it meaningful to be me? Only when I am lefanecha. Because I'm here before you. Because you placed me in this world to serve you. Because I have a mission and a mandate to be able to help repair the world according to your vision. That's why I'm so grateful. That's why I'm so happy. I've been tapped with this mission. You know, the human being derives an incredible amount of satisfaction and joy when we're given a mission and a purpose. And proportional to the authority or the respect we have for the one who's tapped us for that mission is the satisfaction we've drawn from it. So if our spouse asks us to do something, if our parent, if an authority figure, if our boss, the Ribono Shel Olam himself tapped us and said, Ani, you're you. I made you unique and you have a role to play in this world and therefore you should be grateful. So the joy we get in Modeh, why am I so appreciative? Ani, because I'm me. And why is it meaningful to be me? Because I'm lefanecha. Because I'm before you. And what do we say right after that? Why is it so meaningful to be in front of Hashem? Because He's the Melech Chai V'Kayam. He's the King. He's in charge. So whatever I'm worried about, whatever my anxiety, whatever my fear about the day, whatever my concern, whatever my disappointment, I can still be grateful and I can still find bracha. Why? Because I'm me. And I stand lefanecha before you. And who are you, Ribono Shel Olam? You're only the Melechai V'Kayam. You're only in charge of everything. You're only the source of absolutely everything. So when is it we wake up with this incredible attitude of gratitude? When does it set our trajectory of our day on the right path? Like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, that we're guaranteed to have a blessed day if we wake up looking for blessing. Because no matter how miserable your day, you'll find a blessing. Some great people have said, I've never had a bad day in my life. They had miserable days. But if you live with a modeh ani, then I've never had a bad day in my life. When? When Melechai V'Kayam, when we realize everything is for a purpose and everything is for a reason and He's in control and He's in charge. But when is He a Melech? When is the Ribono Shel Olam truly the King? When He's Chai V'Kayam. When He's alive and vibrant in our lives. If we're not in a relationship, if we're passive, if we're indifferent, if we don't see Hashem, we don't talk to Him, and we don't feel connected with Him, then He's not Chai V'Kayam. The whole modeh ani, being appreciative for being ani, and the value of being lefanecha, is only if He's a melech chai v'kayam for us. If He's a melech, a king has dominion whether we like it or not. But if He's a melech who's chai v'kayam, if He's alive and He's present and He's vibrant in my life, then in fact I have so much to be grateful for. So that's the first half of modeh ani. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with the second half tomorrow night.